The war over, Luigi set his sights on going where he believed the streets were paved with gold. He needed to find a way to sail for America. Like many young Italians of the day, Luigi thought of America as the Wild West, and he wasn't far from wrong. In the early 20th century, the Pittsburgh steel mills of western Pennsylvania had plenty of opportunities for newly arriving immigrants. Today, mere remnants of a bygone industry loom on the Monongahela Riverside. But when Luigi arrived in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, it was the fastest-growing town in the country, with plenty of work in the steel mills for immigrants and ripe with possibilities for a young, entrepreneurial-minded Italian. It was Luigi's goal from the beginning to work as a laborer, only as long as it took to save enough money to start his own business. He kept to himself living in a boarding house and carrying with him his hard-earned money at all times to avoid having it stolen. One of the first purchases he made in America was a set of pearl-handled six-shooters, which he hid under his pillow in the room he shared with a roommate. What was his, and he intended to keep it that way. He did not at first speak English very well, but learned quickly, and was soon able to distinguish English words well enough to understand conversations around him. It was because he was a sharp listener that he became aware of a plan his roommate was hatching with an accomplice to kill him and rob him of his hard-earned cash. Thinking Luigi couldn't understand their English, the thieving would-be killers made the mistake of talking about the plan in his presence. Luigi heard his roommate referring to the dumb Dago, and he began to eavesdrop on their plotting. His roommate planned to wait for him to fall asleep in the second-story room, and then open a window to allow his accomplice to climb a ladder and enter the room. While the accomplice held Luigi down, the roommate would slit his throat and steal his stash of money. Both men would then flee out the window and down the ladder. That night, Luigi feigned sleep with one of his loaded six-shooters clutched in his hand under the blanket. He listened intently as his roommate quietly opened the window to let in the accomplice climbing up the ladder. As soon as the climber's shoulders came through the open window, Luigi jumped up from his bed and shot the intruder point-blank in the forehead, killing him instantly and sending his body and the ladder tumbling loudly to the ground below. Luigi then turned to his lunging roommate and pulled the trigger a second time, killing his would-be assassin. They had intended to show no mercy to Luigi, and Luigi showed none to either assailant. His descendants have owned one of the pearl-handled six-shooters to this day. Even though he had killed in self-defense, Luigi knew he should slip away and go where people didn't know him. An old friend who had served with him in the war had also come to America and sought solace from his wartime memories by becoming a Catholic priest in a small Kentucky town. Luigi joined him there and quietly worked in a coal mine, saving every penny he could. After a year, he felt it was safe to return to McKeesport. To serve the bustling Italian neighborhood there, he decided to open an Italian restaurant with the money he had been saving. One day, while he was strolling through the town, he heard a lovely girl named Maria Del Mastro singing a beautiful song. Maria was a singer with a small band that performed in public parks where many immigrants and their families would gather to enjoy a pleasant Sunday afternoon. Luigi fell in love with Maria, and after obtaining permission from her father, married her. Because Kentucky had less frigid winters than Pennsylvania, and more opportunities to conduct business in less crowded venues without as much competition, Luigi determined to sell his restaurant and return to Kentucky. One story has it that on the evening a prospective buyer came to investigate the restaurant, Luigi invited all of his friends to come in for a free meal. That night the restaurant was crowded and bursting at the seams, so Luigi made the sale easily and headed for the hills with his wife and the two six-shooters to protect the cash he carried.